From the heart of Kingston City to serve in the West, youths on the corners, parents and groups now stand as part of the solution to crime and violence. They tell their stories of change and hope in CSJP in 5. 5 minutes of weekly news and special interviews from the Citizen Security and Justice Program of the Ministry of National Security.
On today's edition of CSJP in 5, we tell you more about the Citizen Security and Justice Program's holistic approach in their targeted communities. Since 2010, over 20,000 at-risk young people, 16 to 24 years old, from 50 vulnerable and volatile communities spanning 8 parishes across the island, have benefited from the Citizen Security and Justice Program, CSJP. This subgroup is defined as young people who have factors in their lives or experience events that lead them to engage in behaviors that are harmful to themselves and society. The initiative is a multifaceted crime and violence prevention program of the Ministry of National Security, which focuses on building community safety and security. Communications Social Marketing Coordinator for CSJP, Patrice Nephew, says the program is focused on a more holistic approach in working with at-risk youth for its third phase.
What you would find is that instead of just looking at socioeconomic opportunities for these youngsters, we're also looking at the psychosocial, the individual. And this is in line with one of the strategic shifts that the program is deliberate about. This is geared towards more of a case management approach, where we not just look at an individual as just having one need, but we look at what are the other complementary needs of the individual.
St. Catherine, which falls within the central region, has recorded successes in communities such as De La Vega City, March Pen, Gordon Pen, and New Nursery, where a number of Level 3 at-risk youth have been engaged, some as early as December 2015.
We don't just take them from their communities knowing the issues they're having. We don't just place them in a vocational skills training or place them in employment. We develop a treatment plan for each of these persons, and we work with them to ensure that they effect the change they seek for their life.
Community Case Management Officer CSJP Kadian Hutchinson. Level 3 at-risk young people experience severe negative consequences as a result of dangerous behavior. This includes young people who are in violent street groups or gangs, have dropped out of school, are in conflict with the law, and/or are being released from correctional institutions back into their communities. Some participants become involved in the program through a referral system, or they come in voluntarily for help, where they receive access to workshops and programs geared at personal and professional development and tertiary assistance.
The new phase of the program takes on a referral approach, where we ask the community-based organization to refer these at-risk youth to us.
The next step includes a risk assessment and interview that is conducted, following which a case plan is prepared for each participant, which is tailored to their needs.
We go through with the client what we call a screener system, where we ask them specific information. If they answer yes, they get more scores. If no, then we would refer those persons to other organizations who we know can help them.
As a result of the impact of CSJP, peace-building efforts have gained traction across the CSJP-targeted communities, which are showing significant improvements.
Psychological education will enable these youngsters to understand themselves more and naturally to be more adjusted and productive citizens.
Communications Social Marketing Coordinator for CSJP, Patrice Nephew. CSJP carries out this and similar interventions through funding from the Inter-American Development Bank, UK Department for International Development, and Global Affairs Canada. That's it for this week's program. I'm Anjui James Sawyers. Join us again next time for another edition of CSJP in 5.
The Citizen Security and Justice Program is a crime prevention initiative of the Ministry of National Security. For more information, go to www.csjp.gov.jm or call 906-4714 in Kingston or 979-0197 in Montego Bay.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.